favorite chef and music lover, Yeti. So I decided to start my podcast with the ultimate of all topics, which is mind your business. So on this fateful day, I know people like geez, so yeah, clear up. Go get a cup of tea, go get your biscuits. And if you're in Nigeria, go get your eba and amala ready, because bruh, this story is like real, man. And I guess let me know in the comment section how you would have reacted, or better still, what you think of the story, which is how there's a different perspective perhaps to the story that I'm not seeing. Then perhaps that would help me react better next time. But let's see how it goes in it. So on this fateful day, I'm in the restaurant in it and cooking away in the kitchen. Then somebody just opens the door, walks through the door. I'm laughing already, because just the way this lady walks in was like, it was in slow motion. Imagine you're watching something on Netflix and you put it on slow motion, like I don't even know, speed is one, you know. Normally on YouTube you can always fix your speed to times five, or you can put it to one just so you can go slow. My lady comes in with through the door and she's like proper walking slow, looking left, looking right, looking like a sat nav, you know, looking left, looking right, up, down. I come through the kitchen, so the kitchen is literally adjacent to the front door of the restaurant in Manchester. So as soon as you walk in through the door, I could typically see you. So she's looking left, she's looking right, looking like, bruh, there's either two things. You're either trying to find a camera, or you're trying to not get caught on camera, because bruh, you can either be looking at the bar trying to find a member of staff, because I know no member of staff is up in the roof that you're looking, you know. But still, lady comes through. Well, I don't even know why I'm even calling her a lady. Woman. Let me put woman as the disclaimer here. No, woman comes through the door, and she's standing there. And I'll say, hi, how can I help? As you would, as running a restaurant, you can't start giving evils for evils, innit? You can't start, someone's giving you evils, you can't start giving them evils too and waiting for them to say something. So I walk up to her, I'm like, how can I help? She goes, oh, nah, you know what, I can't even do the accent. I can't do the accent because, you know, like when somebody is just crazy, okay, let me try. So here goes. Hey, I was just wondering, I've been looking around since and I want to place an order. Nah, I'm not even gonna tell you where she's from. but you can figure it out from the accent. Okay, back to me showing you what she sounded like. So I wanted to place an order. And okay, I don't know why I'm even doing this. Whilst I'm recording this audio, I'm actually doing what she's doing. What you might not see behind this audio is the fact that she's twisting her head up, down, left, right, like proper some yoga exercise, while she's telling me she's trying to place an order. So I'm like, I'm standing in front of you, why are you looking around, up, down, like face me, talk to me, Ojulorowa, like talk to me, eye to eye, fam. But anyways, back to what she was doing. So imagine this whole audio with her head twisting left, right and center. She goes to me, hey, I've been trying to place an order, but I don't know, where is your license to cook food? I'm like, sorry? She goes, no, your license to cook the food that you're cooking. I'm like, I don't understand. Why would I need a license to cook food? She knows, no, not that. It's just that before I eat in any restaurant, I normally like to see their license or who authorized them to cook the food.
Do me a favor, please. Get out of here.
And that right I'm saying is just to buy me time, God bears me witness, because there's some things you just, like customer service, you can do customer service for the last 10 years, there's some things that would happen in your life you would not be ready for, and this was one of them. She goes to me, because before I order in any restaurant, I normally like to see the license they have to be able to cook the food they're cooking. I took a deep breath. I said to her, ma, there's you don't need a license to cook food. I knew what she was talking about. Because at the end of the day, I've been there, I've done that, and I know what you need to run a restaurant. You can't just open a shop and start saying I'm serving food to members of the public. So I know what she meant, but by no means am I going to be giving her what she wants, because for all I know, she could decide to be a competitor tomorrow, and all she just needs to do is, bruh, I'm trying to open a restaurant, I'm trying to see what licenses do I require to open a restaurant. Be straight with me. Don't come into my shop and start asking me for my license, who gave me the license to cook food, or you want to, before you can buy food from me, you want to know who authorized me to cook food. Like, bruh, like, you don't go to McDonald's asking them for the license, who gave them the license to cook food. You don't go Burger King, you don't go the local chicken and chip shop or the local Chinese. Yeah, you would never ever, like, bruh. Why, my question is, why do black people, yeah, this, okay, some, let me put the disclaimer before you guys come for me, why do some black people do this? You come to a fellow business owner, you come to a small business, and you try it on. Why do this to us? Why? Because like I said, the things you would not try with the big giants, why are you coming to a little shop and then you're trying to intimidate the big business owner by asking questions like you're the feds? Like, bruh, don't do that. If you're not here to support something, don't come knocking it and start asking questions like, you don't even know where McDonald's gets their farm, the beef from. You don't know where they get the flour from. We've heard so many controversies about these big giants and how they cook food and all that. And then you come into my shop, not like you heard something bad before, but you just want to know who gave me the license to cook the food I'm cooking. Like, you wouldn't do that to a fellow Chinese restaurant. Like, why would you come and do it to somebody who's of the same race as you? And I don't believe it's a race question. My thing is, you just would never even do it to any of these corporations. So why did you deem it fit to come into a business that's trying to thrive and think that was a very plausible question, you know? But anyway, I responded to say to her, you don't need a license to cook the food that I cook. She then said, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I see Salford Council. That you are registered with. So as you can see, for her to have seen that Suffolk Council is what I'm registered with, she was proper looking around to find any links, anything she could find, just to know who authorized my restaurant, you know. So I'm like, yeah, Suffolk Council. She now says, oh, okay. I don't know, and you can't show me the license. Or I said, no, you don't need a license. You need a license for alcohol, to sell alcohol to members of the public, but you don't need a license to cook food. I'm sorry. She said, okay. Anyway, yeah. What kind of food do you have? I'm like, okay, what kind of food do I have? I said, yeah, we've got jollof rice, we've got pounded yam, we've got curry goat, we've got rice and peas, got jerk chicken. I could carry on, but what do you normally like? And then I could tell you if we have anything that matches your taste bud. And then she goes, yeah. Have you got a menu I can look at? Gave her the menu, she looks through it, and in the end she now says, okay, now I have your menu. Yeah. I'll have a look, and once I've seen something I like, I'll place an order over the phone. You have your number on the menu? I'm like, yeah, sure, man. It's definitely on there. She goes, okay. Thank you very much, yeah? Thank you. She then drags the daughter and then she goes out the door. So my £1 million question. What do you think this lady was after? Number one, maybe I'm looking at it from a different perspective. Maybe she really didn't mean that, you know. What do you think this lady was looking for? How would you have reacted? How could I have reacted better? Perhaps that's a better question. How could I have reacted better? And just let me know. But yeah, that's my rant for the week. And as I say, the restaurant business, anything is possible.